Welcome to episode 83 of the Walking Leader Podcast. The Walking Leader Podcast is here to help give you the rules and the tools to succeed as a leader in your organization. Hello, everyone. I am David Guerra, the author of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. In this episode, we are going to talk about, well, rule number 6 of The Walking Leader: look, listen, learn. And we're also going to look forward and talk about looking forward to leadership in 2017. So let's get started. Rule number 6 of The Walking Leader is look, listen, learn. See, as humans, we are naturally inquisitive, and sometimes we don't always see the reasoning behind something or even want to wait for an answer when we ask about something. So we tend to jump the gun. And while it's part of our mission to ask questions and to be inquisitive, especially when it comes to learning how to be, well, how to become part of the social or corporate culture of the workplace, or heck, even just to know how to do our job. See, we are also expected to look and listen and learn by doing just that. That's how we learn. That's how we become part of that. So as leaders become better leaders, they start to take a more cautious approach as to what is going on around them. They do so as to get a better sense of what the big picture is. As a leader, your job is also to encourage others to look and listen, then to ask questions. See, when the time comes, the followers will be, well, they'll be already that much ahead of the curve because the leader, their current leader, you, took the time to train them to be observers as well as participants. So what that means is you never stop looking, you never stop listening, and most of all, you never stop learning. And it doesn't matter what level you occupy in an organization or in your life, your job will be to observe what is going on, especially to observe what is right and what is wrong, and then act on those observations. See, when you're out there, and you're doing things, and you're observing things, and you're learning things, when you're asking questions, especially when you're asking questions, never forget to continue to observe, to look, listen, and learn, because sometimes the answer you're given is not the full answer. It's not the complete answer. Sometimes the answers are not in words, especially the words that give you an answer, say, well, here's the answer. No, but in the actions that you see them take, especially those that give you the answer. So they say one thing and they do something else. Observe that, understand that, and then keep watching, keep listening, keep learning, and then go deeper. See, because it will pay off in the end, especially if they say something and they do something completely different or slightly off. You ask them, well, you know, you told me this. Why are you doing that? Shouldn't I be doing that, or should I not be doing that? You know, should I or shouldn't I? And that's fine. You need to ask those questions because, again, what they're telling you might not always be what they're supposed to be doing. They might know what they're supposed to be doing, but through repetitive motion or muscle memory, they end up doing slightly different, off a little bit. And is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Well, it just depends on how you look at it. It could be exactly what needs to be done. It could be the right thing, and they're just telling you something totally different. So again, be cautious, because as I said, it will pay off in the end. Once you have a deeper, clear understanding of what's going on and why it's going on, you should have no other problems. Really, there should be no other problems. So long as you take the attitude of, I'm not done learning, I'm not done listening, and most of all, I'm not done watching. Because some people will say, well, you just need to listen. You just need to read. And other people say, well, you just need to watch what I'm doing. I come from the place of, let me read it, tell me the answer, and let's do it. Let's watch you do it, and then we'll do it together, and then I can go on my own. And that's the way it should be. So when somebody says, oh, just listen to me and that's it, I'd be highly suspect as to why they want you to listen but not show you. And when somebody says, well, let me show you, that's great. That's great, because that's how we learn. We're visual people. Human beings are visual learners. But when we're actually getting down in there and doing it, that's where real magic happens. That's where the magic happens. That's where it takes off. That's where it begins. That's it. And that's how we get to be better. And once we get better, now we're ready to teach others. and create new leaders. And that's really our job. So as followers, we have to create leaders. And once we're leaders, we have to create new leaders. And so on and so on. Because like I said, and I said it already, and I'll say it again, it will pay off in the end. And that, my friends, is a very good thing. Now, let's move on. Speaking of the end, 2016 is almost done. And for the most part, a lot of us can say good riddance. See, this year will go down in history as one of the most weirdest, craziest years of all time. I mean, it's just been out of left field, a lot of stuff out of left field, just we weren't expecting it. And just about every aspect of modern life was affected. Politics, business, music, entertainment, the holidays themselves. To put it simply, just about every aspect of everyday life was affected. So what does that say about leadership in 2017? It's real simple. The time to step it up is now. Now's the time to step it up. Now is the time for leaders to step up. See, a new calendar, a new president, a new way of life, not just for the United States, but for the entire world. There's going to be new business opportunities, a new opportunity in the entertainment industry, a new way of spending the holidays in social outdoor gatherings. Yeah, it's going to happen. And most importantly, you're going to be 1 year older. And hopefully, another year wiser. See, when this year started, it was just a little bit over a week old. We had to deal with the passing of two legends. Two legends of music, Natalie Cole on New Year's Eve, December 31st, and then David Bowie on the 10th of January. Now, the question is who's going to fill those voids? Who's going to step up? Then, as we were starting to come to terms with those losses, we got hit with more right and left hooks back to back. Somebody was really throwing some punches. And this came in the form of the passing of Prince, Leonard Cohen, and now, most recently, George Michael. Each giants in the industry and each are leaving, they've left voids so huge that they may never be filled. I mean, it's who's going to do it? And who's up to that caliber? We need someone there. The terror attacks in France, Germany, and United States and countless other places all over the world, they also created a sense of resolve, further resolve, to bring this nonsense to a halt. It really needs to come to a halt. I also look at the resolve of the citizens of Berlin. The citizens of Berlin after the Christmas market attack on the 19th. See, they, because like I said in my video, they've gone through so much. Having been there, I was stationed there during the Cold War. I was in Berlin, and I've been back since. Those events, World War II, the aftermath of World War II, the blockade of the Soviet blockade of Berlin, the construction of the Berlin Wall, and all of the nonsense in between until it fell and reunification took place. The citizens of Berlin never, never let those events, and certainly not the Christmas market attack, define them and their city. And that's the attitude that everybody now is starting to realize this is what we've got to take. And this is the attitude that we have to take in order to win. It's the attitude of doing something about the wrongs and the injustices. And that is what will always set a leader apart from others who lack the attitude, who lack the resolve and the wherewithal to do something about those activities, that nonsense. That's where these leaders are going to have to step up. These are the leaders that we need. See, in the 2016 election here in the United States, it brought an end to 8 years of what many people down to the end saw as a lack of hope and change. That hope and change that was promised. Now, I understand, you know, no one person can do it all. And it's you know, you've got the judicial, you've got the legislative, and you've got the executive branches. And all three have to work. So no one person can do it alone. But that's what makes this country great. See, it signifies the election, signifies a new opportunity to do something good for the country and the citizens of the United States. And by this, I mean there is now a new opportunity for people to be heard, all people to be heard. It's not hopeless. See, what has happened is that way too many people want to see the negative side of a properly executed election process. Everything was done right. But people want to find the negative, and I understand it. No, very few want to admit that of those people, want to admit that the process worked. You know, while the outcome might not have been what the Democrats were expecting, but the process was carried out nonetheless. See, it's fully understandable with the protests that followed, but that is the beauty of the electoral process here in the United States. The ability to have free elections is what makes the United States of America the standard for others to emulate. Whether they like it or not, they will still turn to the United States in times of trouble. Because again, we're the standard. We're it. Now, this now makes this moment in time a golden opportunity for a new and exciting, challenging leaders from all parties, to emerge and take the reins. See, to lead during the next 4 years and when the time comes to step up and lead that party through the election process, these leaders, you know, they have to be ready. These leaders have to be ready. See, they can no longer promise hope and change. They have to promise action and stick to it to the end. See, leaders in 2017 and beyond have no other choice. We tried the hope and change thing. That didn't fly. We tried the same old when it came to party leaders. Well, guess what? That didn't work. Look who's in. Now, for any party, and I'm talking about all the parties, the Greens, the Conservatives, everybody. For any party to succeed in 2017 and beyond, they must not only expect change, but demand it from their leaders, both old and new, and from their followers, you know, who should be and must be one step behind the leaders. See, being wishy-washy about following a leader no longer flies as well. You can't be. If you want to make change, if you want your party to succeed, you have to be right behind your leader. See, in 2017 and beyond, all followers must be the ones to demand change. These followers must also know that demanding change means demanding themselves to create change within themselves before passing it along to others or demanding it from others. See, everybody must change. Everybody must work for that change, internally and externally. See, leaders, remember, you're still a follower. You have to follow your followers because they put you there. And most certainly, they can put someone else in your place. It really is that. But that comes from not being wishy-washy. That comes from being, you know what, this leader's the one we want. This is the one we're going to follow from the beginning to the end. This is the one we want here. And that's what it takes. So in business, in life, the exact same thing. The times are changing. But the leaders also have to change with those times. They can't do business the same way we've always done business. It just no longer works that way. So to be a successful leader, to have successful followers, to have people want to follow you and keep you, you have got to change. And followers, you have got to change as well. Because you can't just put all your hopes and dreams into one person and say, okay, well, we gave him that. We're going to give him our hopes and dreams. He has to take us the rest of the way. No, you have to push him. You have to pull him. He has to push and he has to pull you. Together, you go the rest of the way. And folks, that's really what leadership about is in 2017 and beyond. Is everybody now has to step up. Everybody now has to step it up. Folks, well, what do you think about what I just talked about in this episode? Do you have any questions about this podcast or the entire Walking Leader podcast series? Then please email me those questions at dave@daveguerra.com or tweet them to me on Twitter at Dave Guerra, all one word, DaveGuerra. And this about wraps it up for the 83rd episode of the Walking Leader podcast. I am David Guerra, U.S. Army veteran, entrepreneur, author of The Walking Leader, the 20 rules you can use now to lead you to leadership greatness in your organization. Sold at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and also for the Amazon Kindle and Barnes & Noble Nook. Listen, thank you for your time. I do appreciate it. And most of all, I do appreciate you. Thanks again. Remember to step it up. Get out there, because in 2017, that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that's great to follow.